Hello and welcome to ISIS PEPP podcast. This is Tahir Ikram in Singapore interviewing Chow Bee Lin about the polyethylene market in China. So Bee Lin, can you describe to us what are the recent trends in the Chinese PE market?
Thank you, Tahir. Polyethylene spot trades in China have been slow because of downstream demand has been weak. And China's manufacturing activities contracted in May, according to a preliminary Purchasing Managers Index published by investment bank HSBC last week.
Right. So in that case, Bee Lin, what is your view of the near-term outlook for the China's PE market?
Well, Tahir, there are concerns that new capacities in China and Singapore may pressure regional polyethylene prices. About 1.2 million tons of polyethylene is due to come on stream in China by the end of July, which include new plants operated by Wuhan Petrochemical and Sichuan Petrochemical.
All right.
And in Singapore, ExxonMobil is expected to ramp up production at its new linear low-density polyethylene plants shortly.
All right.
And these two new plants in Singapore have a combined annual capacity of 1.3 million tons.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bee Lin, you're aware that Conference Board last night reported that U.S. consumer confidence is on the mend and has reached a five-year high in May. So how does that translate for us in China or Asia?
Yes, you are right, Tahir. In fact, I think improved consumer confidence in the U.S. could boost market sentiment in China's petrochemical sector, not only polyolefins, but the whole petrochemical sector in China. And that is because U.S. is still a key export destination for Chinese finished goods.
Oh, that's quite true. Well, thank you very much, Bee Lin. And don't forget, you can catch more news about polyethylene and polypropylene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.icis.com. Thanks very much for listening.